This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkol. I am at your service to talk about another strategy that helps us enjoy a more appropriate life based on the concepts of the Quran and Islamic narrations. In this episode of the program, I am going to be talking about ignoring the mistakes of others. People are not infallible. They do many mistakes. No matter how careful and cautious a person is, he still cannot consider all parts of what he does and cannot pay attention to all that he must observe. Because of this, we are recommended to ignore others' mistakes. If we see that someone did something that was not appropriate, said something that we did not like, or behaved in a way that was not calculated, we should not necessarily warn him and should not show a reaction. Yes, sometimes a man is careless, reckless, apathetic. Of course, his case is different. But sometimes a man who are attentive, respected, and usually careful, if he does something wrong, we had better ignore it. Even if we refer to ourselves, we can find many mistakes. Sometimes our mind is busy with something, and because of this, we don't pay a full attention to the details of an issue. Sometimes our experience in a matter is little, and it is with these mistakes that we gradually gain more experience. Sometimes we are tired, or even we forget to be careful about an important issue. Humans often cannot pay attention to all the details of their life, and with regard to all cases. For this reason, the best thing to do is to ignore the mistakes that respectable people make. Let me make an example that I myself experienced in my life. Once I was going to invite friends and acquaintances to the wedding of one of my close relatives. Since my mind was very busy with the issue and setting up the appointments, I completely forgot to invite two of my close friends. And if I had remembered them, they of course were on my invite list. But however, I totally forgot to invite them. One of those, out of my surprise, attended the wedding ceremony. And when I saw him, I was extremely happy. Of course, I apologized him for forgetting to invite him, but he said that he attended because he knew that I had forgotten. But my other friend disliked it too much, became very upset, got angry with me, and cut off his relationship with me for a long time and never accepted my apology. He became angry for something that was really out of my control. At that time, I indeed realized that how it would be Islamic, that he also ignored my mistake and took part in that ceremony. Or for example, sometimes a respectful man may come to us and we forget to honor him as required. Sometimes it is our parents or wife's birthday and we forget to give them a gift. These examples are not uncommon in our life. When we see a mistake of a person, we have two different choices. To bypass the mistake and become totally dismissive, or to focus on that mistake and deal with it as an intentional and unforgivable mistake. With the first strategy, with just a simple dismiss, everything will go on with no serious problem. But with the second strategy, a series of bad consequences will be lined up one after the other. For example, the person whom
we made him aware of his mistake may be totally upset or even resent it, he also may try to find one of our mistakes to prove that we are not also infallible. Or he may decrease the intimacy he had with us, or even he may say nothing but become totally disturbed. And we know that if we disturb a believer, it is to the detriment of our spiritual progress. As we have many Islamic narrations, that if someone makes another believer or even an innocent person upset, Allah dislikes it too much. Let's go for a short break and I will be back soon. I was talking about the importance of ignoring the mistakes that people make. Just as if we make a mistake, we don't like others to warn us and blame us, we should also do the same with regard to other people's mistakes. Imam Ali says regarding this issue in one of his novel hadiths, أَقِيلُوا ذَوِ الْمُرُوَاتِ عَثَرَاتِهِمْ. Ignore the slips and errors of people who are with characters and honor. Then the Imam explains it that says, فَمَا يَعْثُرْ مِنْهُمْ عَاثِرٌ إِلَّا وَيَدُ اللَّهِ بِيَدْهِ يَرْفَعُهُ. Because none of them will stumble unless God will take his hands and will lift him up. It is clear that every human being, except the innocent, I mean the Prophet and his progeny, every human being is caught many slips in his life. But if they are people with good character, good deeds, and they are pious, these slips should be ignored due to their good deeds and behavior. As a result, any kind of quoting the mistakes they do to others or blaming them or boasting about their mistakes is by itself a wrong act and is against fairness and chivalry. Because God is also the defender of such people. As Imam Ali said, whenever one of these virtuous people falls to the ground, God will immediately lift him up and will not let his reputation go. However, two conclusions can be drawn from this wise hadith of Imam Ali. The first one is that the mistakes of good and pious people should be ignored, and the good faith toward them should not be associated with those sources of suspicion and blame. The second conclusion is that if we follow the path of piety and God-wariness, God will not leave us alone when we stumble, but he will take our hands and will lift us up from the ground. He will honor us, protect us, and help us to compensate. We also recommended in the Quran to ignore, as Allah says in chapter 9, verse 22, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْرَحُوا. People should forgive and should ignore and dismiss. Then Allah adds, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Don't you want God to forgive you, and Allah is forgiving and merciful? Just we should think how many mistakes we made regarding the rulings of Allah, how many sins we committed, and then ask Allah to forgive us and repent it. Just as we expect Allah to pardon us, we also have to pardon others. We need to pay attention to a subtle point in the mentioned verse. Not only Allah says وَلْيَعْفُ, meaning we have to forgive, he adds وَلْيَسْفَحُ. The difference between these two Arabic verbs is that, in some cases, people who make a mistake apologize. In this case, we have to forgive them. This is the meaning of وَلْيَعْفُ. But sometimes they don't realize their mistakes. Or if they realize, they do not apologize. In this case, according to the word وَلْيَسْفَحُ, we have to ignore it and should not remind them of their mistakes in order to apologize and then we forgive them. We should totally dismiss their errors. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.